This is Science of the Times with Carl Sanders. And Ken, you just mentioned Sun Myung-moon, and a lot of people may not know about him and his power and what he did. But in the 60s, he was considered to be the head of a cult, a very strong cult. But listen to a couple of the things that he claims. He says that Christ failed his mission, that Moon himself is the new Messiah who has come to fulfill the mission of God. He also claims that it is his mission to unite the world through uniting religious forces. But it shocked you to realize that all the big-name Christian evangelists have strong ties to him. And let me just give you a couple of facts here. One such church leader, internationally recognized evangelical Christian Jerry Falwell, readily admitted he accepted $2.5 million from Moon in 1994 in order to bail out his Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia. This was funneled through a Moon organization known as the Women's Federation for World Peace, which has been chaired by Beverly LaHaye, wife of Timothy LaHaye, who is the popular co-author of the Left Behind Christian fictional books, series, and a well-known evangelical Christian. The Women's Federation for World Peace paid $3.5 million to the Christian Heritage Foundation, which in turn bought Falwell's $73 million debt and then wrote it off. The Heritage Foundation then seems to have paid itself themselves a fee of $1 million for their trouble. Isn't that amazing that here Jerry Falwell, good Baptist boy and all this kind of stuff, is accepting $2.5 million from the Moon organization and stepped in and into the situation with Falwell? I think it's amazing. So... But that's not the only thing. You can look at the people who have are a part of the Moon organization, who have, I would just name a few, Paul Crouch, Bill Bright, Robert Shuler, Pat Robertson, Billy Graham, that organization, a lot of things in it, Ralph Reed, Gary Bauer, he was an unsuccessful presidential candidate. And so many of these people, I could just name a lot of them, but people say, well, you shouldn't use names, that's not proper, and this type of thing. I believe we need to call what is, and so I think that Paul, when he went in to clean up the Corinthian church, which is what a lot of denominational churches are based on is 1 Corinthians. And Paul ripped that church from one end to the other. I think they misread that. So I'm going to turn it back to one of you guys that's got a comment. Go ahead.
Well, let me leap in then, Carl. This is Ken. I can't speak for Jerry Falwell, but I can tell you that the Bible tells me two things. One is that power corrupts. The other one is you can't serve both God and mammon, which is money, or the money system. If I had someone write off $73 million of my debt, I think I would be a little bit inclined not to preach too hard against the cult that gave me the money.
Amen. Here comes the music again. We'll be right back with Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders. And yes...
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
I'd like to welcome you back to Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders, and we have got a wild program going today with talking about the Conspiracy 101, and has really settled back into the conspiracy in the church. And, you know, when people get together and decide to defraud somebody else, that's a conspiracy, and it takes two people to form that. And Ken, you were giving us a thought when the commercial came on. Go ahead.
I don't remember exactly what those thoughts were, but I just want to kind of follow up on this conspiracy. I was talking about Reverend Moon, for example, who, and I'm not picking on him personally, but just the idea, if you start following the money, you begin to see things. One of the things you find out is that Tim LaHaye is heavily involved with Reverend Moon's organizations. And I'll tell you at the end of this couple of minutes why that's so important. Most people would think right now, well, you know, there are all these Christian groups. There's no problem with them talking together and all that. Well, I agree they ought to be talking together and so forth. But the fly in the ointment is whether or not they're Christian groups. Tim LaHaye, for example, was on the board of Reverend Moon's Christian Voice group. He also was on a group called Council for Religious Freedom. That group got exposed as a front for Reverend Moon, so he resigned and Paul Crouch joined. Okay, now here's the problem with the Reverend Moon organization. As you pointed out earlier, Reverend Moon preaches things that are completely anti-Christ. They are, I don't mean the anti-Christ, but they are against what Jesus said to do. Jesus didn't fail in his mission whatsoever. And we don't need a new Messiah. And Moon even went so far as to say, well, he's going to come back in the clouds by an airplane flying down into Jerusalem. Well, that's not what the Bible says at all. So what we have here, we also have connections with the Church of Scientology. These are both groups that are not Christian. So when you have people who are not Christian influencing, and they have totally different beliefs, which are anti-Christ, heavily influencing these religious leaders with money donations, and then these religious leaders joining their organizations, there is something dreadfully wrong with that picture.
Well, it's amazing, Ken, how the money trail, when you follow it, leads back to, for instance, Falwell's huge debt, $73 million, and all of a sudden it's taken care of, and the organizations that took care of it. It's just amazing to me. How do men of God, focused on God, focused on Jesus Christ, how do they get into these situations where the money is important? I know that I think Falwell made the statement. Billy Sunday had talked about the. He didn't care where the money came from. He didn't worry about where it came from. The devil had it long enough, and he took it. And that's what Falwell said about that money. I'm just amazed when we have the provider, and that's God Himself, as Jesus Christ, is the provider, and how soon we step off into we could name a lot of those things. So go ahead. Has anybody got a comment on that?
Brother Carl, those men start off right with God until money comes into the picture. My first cousin and Paul Crouch established TBN, and my cousin was vice president for 10 years of TBN, and I've been on the stage with Paul and Jan, and they used to be, I believe, sold out to Jesus Christ, but then they sold out to money and what it could bring, and established a big, they consider TBN a big kingdom now.
Well, that's what Jesus told us about. He said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of Herod. He told us that a little bit of corruption from the religious leaders, a little bit of corruption from the government leaders would corrupt you if you're not careful. And that's exactly what's happening today.
Well, you know, Ken, I look at who's teaching the preachers. Where do they go to school? And what does the Bible say about where and who is our teacher?
Amen.
I mean, actually, we have the government teaching the preachers in the so-called Christian university, Bible college. I mean, I prayed and wanted to go to Bible college, and I ended up in the wilderness going through hard times and watching God come through. And that's how I strengthened my walk in the Lord. But it seems like all the Christian universities are grooming the pastors really to do their work.
Brother, I got that T-shirt you're talking about there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so who's teaching the people in the university? Are they teaching them the dialectic stuff to make them be able to facilitate, bring the group around to get their own idea, and they think that's God? They're doing their own work, their own kingdom. It's Jesus. If we follow Jesus, he was baptized and was led into the wilderness. He wasn't baptized and went to Bible college.
Well, these universities are headed up by the Jesuit order, which preaches another Jesus.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen the money. Really what corrupts more than, money brings it, but what really corrupts the most is power, which is why we've talked to many times on this program, at least, that the government's corrupted simply because power corrupts, and when you have career politicians, that happens. And when you have professional church leadership, again, if you to be a church leader, that is a shepherd, a pastor, you have to have all these various degrees, be appointed by the board. What you've set up is an official separation between the people and the shepherd. And you've also set that shepherd up to become corrupted by the money and the power, because once a person's church begins to grow and that congregation is getting bigger, this power comes in. And unless your heart remains true to follow Jesus and you're just an under-shepherd and you realize that you're nothing and he's everything and you're there to help the sheep, they're not there to help you, it becomes just like the government. The government has conveniently forgotten that we, the people of the government, and the government leaders like the president and the FBI, all the rest, they're supposed to serve us. Same thing's happening in the church. What we have now is the church people are serving the pastor. And a good example is where the money comes in. You know, I don't have any problem making sure that shepherds and others are well paid and all of that. But, for example, let's suppose I'd given money to somebody, to a church. I expect it to go for God's work. I don't expect that money to be loaned to reduce someone else's debt someplace. The purpose of the money that I would give to any local congregation anywhere would be to further the gospel of Jesus Christ being propagated among the peoples and among the nations, not to help someone keep their large building or something else like that.
Amen.
Or their university.
Well, brothers, we're going to have to be willing to suffer with Carl because we're really getting him in trouble on this program.
Well, I started out in trouble. How about you?
Oh, I'm not in trouble at all, praise God. Yeah, I love it. I prayed a lot about this program, and I knew where it would go, and because of you people that are on it, and these are hard things. The Bible says that truth lieth in the streets, and it's trampled underfoot, and it's about time that we started some truth. And when you're chopping wood, you're chopping a tree down, you don't look at where the chips fly. They just fly out all over the place. And I think when we start chopping wood, when we start into these things, the chips are going to fly. But the root of a lot of this, Ken, do you know when the 501c3 first came in, when it was offered to the church? Do you have a history on that?
No, but the tax, 1917 was the year the income tax was supposedly adopted, so it would have to be sometime after that. It's a fairly recent invention. It really became important after World War II. Before that time, most of the churches were not involved, as far as I know. But I have something really important, I think, just to add right now. I know people listening to the program may think that we're stirring up trouble doing all this stuff like that, and maybe that's true, but that's not our goal. I know all of you except Alan, and I can tell it's hard on the program, but let's go back. I know Timothy said that, you know, Jesus loved him too much to leave him where he was. And I think that's our goal right now, is that, you know, when you have a shepherd's heart that God gives you, like he gave the Apostle Paul, you want to see the people kept out of deception. Your heart is for the people. So the reason that, at least my reason, for wanting to tell people the truth, to warn them, is because I love the people. I have God's love for the people. It's not mine. I have God's love for the people, and the religious leaders are probably not going to listen to you anymore. They're deceived and full of deception and full of power and corruption. But the people sitting in the congregations are deceived, and they don't know the truth, and I want to help expose them to the truth so they can make an intelligent decision. I understand that most of them will choose to follow their religious leaders and not the truth, which is Jesus Christ. But my obligation, I believe, for Jesus' sake, is to love them enough not to leave them the way they are. If one person from this program sees the light and comes to Jesus instead of the church leaders, I'm happy with that.
Amen. Well, brother, Brother Tim talked about a while ago being in the wilderness. You know, the Lord has got to put us in the wilderness to get us ready for what's coming.
Amen.
I've been in the wilderness now for quite a while, and you know, God puts our nose to the grindstone to grind off all those rough areas and to get us ready. I have been totally unemployed for 4 months now. But you know, God, I'm not behind on one bill. God has provided my need. He's showing me what's coming up, and we're going to have to 100% depend on the Lord Jesus Christ to take us through.
Here comes the music again, and hold those thoughts, and we'll be right back after the commercials with Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders.
Attention. This is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
I'd like to welcome you back to Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders and my guests. And one of the things I'd like to, I believe it's been a couple of people have said it on the program, but the church and what is the church? And the church is the body of Christ, Christ being the head, and all believers in Jesus Christ, all that have confessed with their mouth and received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, regardless of what the other trappings was, but is the church. Now, there's a lot of buildings that are around that then there are a church, but there's only one, the church. And so we're not coming against the church. We're coming against the institutions. God wants not an organization, but an organism, a living, breathing organism. The church, the body of Christ, is a living, breathing organism, not an organization. And so somehow we've got to get that across. And go ahead, I think, Kim, you were on, or go ahead and let's pick it up where it was at before the commercial.
I don't remember exactly where we were, but something during that commercial actually came to mind. There's a part of the commercial talks about how the lay Catholics and lay Protestants, you know, have to do something, and that's absolutely right. I just want to make clear to people who are listening that were trying to point out that there is some corruption in the local congregations and in the denominations and the organized church, and not in the organism, but in the organized church, in the corporate church. The question then is going to become, well, what do we do about it? Well, if you think that changing the pastor in your church, that is, if your denomination sends you a new pastor, that's not going to change anything, because the same corruption will likely be in that man or that woman in some places. Same thing's true if you change the president and you choose a Democrat or Republican, you're not going to change the policies of this government. We've talked about that many times. So what's the answer? In the political arena, it's got to be we the people who are the true members of the United States, who are the true government, who have all the power and authority, pass it up. The same thing's true in the church. You can't rely on a corrupt leadership to cleanse itself. So the people who are there who truly believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, it's up to them to get together, if you will, and conspire, not to defraud, but conspire together, that is, agree together, that they need to go talk to the pastor, whatever they think is the right thing that God will have them do. But it's going to have to start with we the people, no matter which group we're talking about. At least that's my view of how it's probably going to happen.
Praise God. That's good. Alan, have you got a comment, or Tim, a comment on that?
Yeah, I believe that the true church, brother, is going to have to come out. I know it's very hard to teach right now because people just don't want to listen to what you've got to say. You preach the true gospel of Jesus Christ, well, you're going to be unpopular, and they're going to come against you for sure.
You know, there's one thing, Alan, that I know that Tim has experienced, and so have I, is that there's young people in this country, especially the youth, that they've seen all kinds of deception in their lives, and they want to hear the truth. And I'll tell you, God's reaching those young people, and I praise God for that.
You know, Ken, as you said that, we're having a lot of youth come to the Lord up here in Washington, and that's wonderful. They do want to know the truth. For most, I've seen, you know, that as it says in Jeremiah, the prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means or their ministry. And my people love to have it so. And I think the big question for Christians today is, what will you do? What will you do in the end thereof? What are you going to do? Are you going to believe them? Or are you going to search the scriptures out daily to see if it's true? And we do need to really pray and reach the youth and feed them the truth. They're hungry. They've seen the deception. And we need to pass the baton on to the next generation, because if we don't do that, it's really going to be bad. And I look at with my children and what they're facing in the world. There's no hope in one sense, but you know, in Jesus, that's the only way that they're going to get through what's coming down in the world.
One of the deceptions that they're feeding the young people, though, is the so-called hard rock gospel. There's no such thing as hard rock gospel, brother.
Amen.
That's how they're deceiving. And really, the young people, they want to hear the truth, brother. That's what they want to hear. You know, Hollywood makes many, many movies, it's so-called Christian movies, and that's nothing but deception. That's not truth.
Amen. There's no Christian organization. That's an oxymoron. There's no Christian soft rock, hard rock, rock and roll, or any of those devil music. Those are all false.
That's right.
As Tim says, they're actually looking for the truth, and I think what's interesting about that is they want to know that there's something that actually is real beyond all this smoke and mirrors that we're talking about right now. So I'm really glad that that's happening. And my hope is that God's going to do a revival himself, because without his revival, the church is not looking like it's got a great future right now.
You know, I praise God for this program. Carl, people do need to stand up and shout the truth. The truth in Jesus. I was at a meeting and with a number of people, and some things went the wrong way, and I had to say something. And boy, I really caught it for that. But afterwards, I was thanked for speaking up. But my question was, why didn't you speak up?
Tim, hold that thought. We've got some music coming, and we'll get right back to you after the commercial, and hold that thought. You got some good points.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Carl Sanders and Tim, you were just developing something there right before the commercial. And
yeah,
go ahead.
I was just saying that I was in this meeting and they were talking about the signs and wonders and all that stuff. And I made comment where I believe that's from. It's not from God. I believe signs and wonders are done in the heart of men and changed lives. But I was thanked afterwards only by a few. But I wondered, they said, "I thank you for standing up and saying something." And my thought was, well, if you know, why didn't you say something? You know, there's many people that know this, but they need the boldness to speak it, or they're holding the truth in unrighteousness. We need to shout from the rooftops. This stuff is dangerous. It's leading people to hell.
Brother, you know we don't want to be persecuted now.
Well, then you'll get it later.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
I'd rather speak up for Jesus. I can't help but do anything else.
Amen.
I can't. I have to. I love the Lord, and I just want to obey Him. And the church is in a sad state, and the true church of Jesus Christ needs to be healed. But there's so much deception out there, even in the healing, that it's all physical. When the people are sitting in the church in spiritual wheelchairs, or they haven't been healed at all.
You know, Brother Ken talked about that, that the true church, well, the churches needs revival to bring the true churches out, but what they do now, brothers, is they hire them $1,000 a night evangelist, and he comes in and preaches a real good, feel-good message, and he takes it so he can get a good offering. And then he calls everybody forward that needs to be healed or needs salvation or whatever. He zaps them on the head. They all fall backwards, and then everybody gets up and goes home.
That doesn't sound like revival to me.
Well, that's what they call revival anymore.
You know, I want to pass on a warning that Jesus gave.
Yeah, we might.
You know, the thing that Jesus, again, if you go to the Bible, and if you do it under the wisdom of God, the vision of the Holy Spirit, you can't find it in the natural mind. But you go to the things that Jesus said. For example, he said, he told us about what we're talking about right now. He said, "You have heard it said, but I say unto you." Remember that? He said it several times. Because he was saying, you've heard your religious leaders say, well, you can get a divorce, for example, as long as you give a bill of divorcement. He said, but I say unto you, from the very beginning, God made a male and female, and once they're joined together, they can't be separated. So what Jesus was telling us, you know, when you've heard things, and they're not true, we have an individual responsibility. So I'm on the same page as Tim. If you're sitting there in a meeting and you know this thing is false, you best be speaking up. You know, and you, right now, if people are getting the idea that there's some things corrupt in their particular congregation or denomination or their doctrine or whatever, they have an obligation to go and find out what the truth is, and they have an obligation to follow the truth. And even if we don't have the opportunity to speak out in our own congregation because of the organization, we can begin to live differently. And I can tell you that God will make sure if you live for Him, you will be noticed. You may not be famous and rich, and I praise God that we're not, but there are people watching your life, and when your life actually aligns up with what the Bible says a Christian's supposed to be, people take note of that. Most of them hate you for it, but some people, they want to be
Amen.
Like you. You know, people want to, they want to see true witnesses. They don't want to just hear about it. They want to
Amen.
See it.
Amen.
And so we can do that at least. Maybe we can't tell lots of people. Maybe we won't be on radio programs. Maybe we'll never make movies and tapes. But we can live for Jesus Christ, and that will make a huge difference in this world.
Yeah, Brother Tim there was talking
about...
You
know, it's amazing.
Brother Tim was talking about speaking...
Go ahead. It's amazing. It's amazing that, Richard Warmbrand and the book Torture for Christ, and I've met Richard Warmbrand personally, and I know, Ken, you have too. He could have remained sitting down and been silent about what was being said, but he didn't. Stood up, and because of that, he was tortured for Christ.
Amen.
So,
well, Paul was the same way, right?
Go ahead, Ken.
Well, I think Alma's talking. As you can say, Paul was the same way. Paul was... sold out completely to the religious system. He was a chief hatchet man. He was sure he was doing works for God. He was zealous. And when he found out that he was wrong, because he met Jesus himself, he immediately changed and went out to set about the right system. And he went out to proclaim. He didn't try to change the system so much as he tried to preach the truth to people. And that got him persecuted. But did he stop? Absolutely not. So I think Alan has something.
I believe that, you know, they stoned him and left him for dead, threw him out of the city. And when he got up and shook himself off, he ran off to a sanctuary someplace and remained silent. No, he went right back to town, the same place that they had, where they stoned him, and he went right back and did it again. You know, it's amazing. The suffering that he did.
Yeah, Tim was talking a while ago about standing up in church, you know, and speaking what you believe. Well, me and my wife has been blackballed out of every church around here. They think, well, here comes trouble. You know, every time we come, we can't sit there and be quiet, even though sometimes we try to agree before we go in that we're going to behave ourselves, but neither one of us can. We always speak out when we hear false prophecy.
Well, even in that, if it reaches one person, because I'm kind of the same boat here. I'm not welcome, too welcome amongst the pastors in the area I'm at. They don't like some of the things I say. And I don't know what to say, but other than, you know, they hold the people back. The Bible says that the Pharisees, they wouldn't enter in, and they held the people back from entering in. And there needs to be a good shaking, and there needs to be people that will stand up and kind of, the pastors get nervous. Well, they're wrong. I believe they know they're wrong. There's things in their life they just don't want to give up. The money. I just talked to a couple the other day, and they were bragging about how big their offerings were on Sunday. You know, I was able to tell them, I don't take offerings. I rely on the Lord to take care of me.
Well, I hope we're not looking at the percentage of the true church. You know,
right.
In the days of Noah, Jesus speaks in the days of Noah, they were only 8 saved. And then he speaks of the days of Lot, they were only 4 saved. And one of them looked back.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's true, and I think money is one of the big driving forces. Again, Jesus said you can't serve both God and money. And you think of what Tim was just talking about, all the offerings and so forth, and what happens is when you have an organization that you feel you have to continue going, as if having that church congregation keep going as that congregation is of vital importance. It isn't necessarily, because it's the people that God cares about. But I'm reminded of the time, and I have to say, Alan, I did this innocently, at least in the beginning. I was born again about a month, and I read the Bible for myself. I just devoured the whole thing. I spent 3 or 4 days, read the entire thing as many times as I could. And I asked my neighbor where I should go to church, and they took me to a church. And I was there for a couple of weeks, and they announced they're going to have a business meeting. Well, I thought, well, that was interesting. I don't know how churches operate. So, you know, it was open to the people, so I went there, and they had a financial report. Well, I know about financial reports, so I read that thing. And they were completely upside down. They had mortgaged all their properties. They had all these high interest rates and things like that. So then came the time for them to talk, and what they said was, well, we have to have more income. And that's true. You'd have to cut your debt or have income. So their suggestion was, well, that's what we need to do is have more people come in to pay more money. And the way to do that is what we're going to do is we're going to announce a big drive, and we're going to give raffle tickets out to everybody who brings a new person to church, and they'll win a car based on this raffle. So that night, I was wearing a bright red jacket, and I stood up and I said, excuse me, I'm new to this, but it seems to me my Bible tells me all I have to do if I need something is to pray and ask the Lord to give it to me, and he'll always provide for our needs. And there was a stunned silence for a few seconds, and then one of the leaders said, well, now back to that raffle.
Yeah, right.
And that was the way it went. So that hasn't changed. You got people who think that somehow, I think, religious leaders seem to think that they need to meet the needs of the people. That's false. I can't meet the need of anybody who's around me. Only Jesus can do that.
Brother,
and he says he'll
really
supply my needs according to his riches and glory, not according to what I see in this world with my natural eyes. And like you said, Alan, and I think Tim too, you know, we've not taken offerings or seen things like that. I don't know where God sends the money from. It comes from all kinds of places, but it always gets taken care of if it's a need and not a greed.
When you start speaking the word of God in these churches, you start talking about Jesus very much, and you'll get in trouble. You're liable to get stoned.
Well, I guess I'm going to be in trouble if they ever let me talk.
Yeah, you'll be in trouble.
Well, just as was said about as in the days of Noah, well, even today the wicked are taken away by a flood, and that flood is a flood of deception.
Amen.
It's a flood of the intellectual gospel. There's no power in it. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. The
Amen.
Power will allow you to walk a holy life and purge you of all the leaven and all the false doctrine and all of that stuff because you have the power of God within you.
Amen.
And that's right, Tim. And in fact, to go one step further, same thing, that intellectual gospel is again being taught by professionals in professional organizations, that is Bible colleges, okay? And what you have here is just an intellectual gospel, and what the Bible says is they're forever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. And that is so vitally important. If just one person understands this today, will have succeeded. Learning is nothing more than gathering information. That's not a bad thing. But out of that information, you need to come up with a theory to explain it all, and you have to find the truth out of that. You have to find what the truth is. And the Bible says, forever learning, never coming to the knowledge of the truth. The word they use for knowledge means that you must come eventually through this learning to a personal, intimate, experiential relationship with a person of the Godhead, Jesus Christ. So what I see missing in a lot of congregations today is these professional pastors and other leaders don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. They're professional people, but they don't know personally the truth.
Amen.
You know, Ken, I don't want to speak evil of the men, you know, that are caught up. Many of them maybe will come to the knowledge of the truth.
Amen.
But I know God has a problem with the ones that are speaking false doctrine and holding the people back from entering in and feeding them lies that they don't have to go through hard times because the rapture and all the other stuff that's going on in the church. God has a problem with them. I have a problem with them.
Amen.
And so we need to, there may be, even though we may get persecuted or you know, go through hard times, if it's for one soul that'll catch the truth, one soul will get their eyes off a man. The key is getting their off a man, not coming against the pastors,
right,
but to get their eyes on Jesus and cry out for the truth and cry out, God, I don't want to be deceived. The Bible says in the last days many are going to be deceived. I don't want to be in that class of being deceived. So there's only one that will keep me from deception. He never said that just pray you're not be deceived and you won't be. The deception comes, but with the deception he reveals the truth.
Amen.
But I cry out for the truth. I'm not beyond being deceived.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to really abide in Jesus, because he's the only one that's going to keep me.
Well, I've heard some real good, unpopular preaching.
You know, Tim talks about, says, draw nigh unto God. And a lot of people stop right there, but it's draw nigh unto God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Amen.
There's something you've got to do, and that's you've got to resist the devil. And I dropped off the program here for a little bit for some reason, and so I'm back on. Sounds like you guys had a good time while I was gone. But we were talking about this, the conspiracy, the deception. How can we be deceived? We've talked about that on the program. And it's amazing, Tim, and I know that you were talking about this. Any time that you take your eyes off of Jesus Christ, any time that you find another way for your sufficiency from Jesus Christ, you're going to fail. I mean, it's that's all the devil's waiting for. He's not. He's just waiting for you to do that. And so, you know, I was just down in Texas, and I was in a bunch of churches, and one of the churches, they call it the Church of the Extreme. They've got skateboard things, they've got motocross racetracks, and all this kind of stuff. And you know, it was great to be with those young people, but I wonder if we get them in with hot dogs and hamburgers and this type of thing, we get them into the church, then we got to keep giving them hot dogs and hamburgers to keep them there.
Uh-huh.
I think sometimes we miss what it is that the drawing power is not what you do as far as activities and this type of thing. The drawing power is who he is, Jesus Christ. And I think this is where we've missed it. You look at a church and say, well, I don't want to join that church. They don't have a good youth program, or they don't have a good program for the adults, or they don't have this and that and the other. They may be preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ and they have not moved away from that gospel. And that's, you know, when Ezekiel was taken to the temple, he couldn't even go in the door. He had found a hole. He dug in through that hole and he says, what do you see, son of man? I said, I see a hole. And he says, dig. And then he found a door, and he went into the temple. And what he found was the 70 ancients in the front of the temple, every one of them with a censer in their hand, saying God does not see us in this, you know, they had a cloud of religious smoke, and God does not see us in the imagery of our minds. This was the leaders of the church, and every one of them with a censer, and you never had all of them with a censer. It was only one censer, but they were oblivious of what was going on in the church because they were hiding behind a cloud of religious smoke. And even Ezekiel himself, he didn't want to be there. He was down by the riverbank, and God got him by the lock of his hair and drug him over there and said, "Now see, take a look." So I think we're having that in the church today. Okay, we've got the music. This is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders and my guests, and I'm excited about this program. This is on the Public Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Times with Carl Sanders, and I want to give you my website. It's www.trumpetmin.org. That's trumpetmen.org. And so we've got a lot of information on the website to talk about the seven signs of the last days. But we talk mostly about Jesus Christ. And so come and, one of the things that has been when you point out the truth, when you lay things out for the truth, if you start looking at the holidays we have and you start coming with the truth on some of these holidays, for instance, Easter and the Christmas holidays and this type of thing, you get into some real problems, and I think it's amazing just how easily we're duped. And I'm going to go ahead and let each one of you have a few words. Ken, why don't we start with you and have a few words, and this is, I think, about the last segment here, getting close to it. So go ahead.
Well, I just want to make it clear that I'm pretty sure I speak for all the rest of us. We're not interested in just fault finding. We're not focusing on faults in the local congregations or how deceived the pastors are. That's just a wake-up call for people out there. What we're really concerned about is having people turn their eyes upon Jesus. That's the answer. If you heard anything in this program and you believe there's something maybe you're not sure about in your congregation, you don't have to do a lot of research. You just pray. God will show you. If you know Jesus Christ and you pray, he will reveal to his people what's wrong and what you have to do about it. So I want people to realize what we're more interested in is pointing people to the truth. Not so much focusing on the lie or the false or deceptions. That's just a way of waking people up. But we want to focus on the truth. And the truth is a person, and his name is Jesus.
Amen. Ken,
I appreciate that. Go ahead.
I'd just like to say, you know, what changed me is that I experienced God in my life. I tasted and saw, experienced the goodness of God in my life. When that happened, I haven't ever been able to keep my mouth shut. And so for those that we need to point them, the answer is Jesus. And when we go to him with a right heart, you know, that we want to be right with him, we're going to begin to experience God. And then they won't be able to keep their mouth shut.
Amen. Alan, have you got something to add to that?
I would like to encourage people to do as I did as a young Christian, and when you're challenged to something, go and look it up for yourself. Take that Bible off that shelf. I know most people, if they do take their Bibles to church, that's the only time they open them during the week. But I'd like to encourage people to get into the Word of God and to learn, not learning a false doctrine that your church may be teaching, but learn the doctrine of Jesus Christ. And I would like to say to these preachers today that I believe that you guys are men after God's own heart. I've heard some real good preaching today, and I would like to communicate with you. My email address is stars for Jesus. That's two R's on star for Jesus at expressics.com. I would sure like to communicate with you. God bless.
God bless you, and I thank all of you for being on with me this morning, and we'll look forward to the next time. And we've had fun with Conspiracy 101. This is Science of the Times with Carl Sanders on Republic Broadcasting Network. God bless you all.
It's true.